It's so easy to feel lost in the world today. But it doesn't have to be this way. You can break through the noise of what everyone is telling you to do and lay your foundation for a life of success, purpose, and joy. I'm Caleb Price. As a fellow young adult and certified life coach, I'm sharing exactly how to do this, how to navigate the struggles of adulthood, and how to find yourself. Join me and become the modern young adult you've always wanted to be. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Modern Young Adult. I'm Caleb Price, and you are probably in the thick of it right now. Lots going on right now. You might be worried, stressed, overwhelmed, thinking you can't do it all, whether it comes to finishing all your schoolwork in time or this job, big deadlines coming up, relationship issues, or just being an adult in this world and adulting and figuring out all the things. And what I want to tell you in this moment, just real quick, you are far more capable than you realize. It's okay what you're going through. It's okay what you're feeling, but you will be able to figure this out. You can find a way through. Believe in yourself. I know you can do it, whatever you are going through. Just want to give you a little pep talk, but also to say that in this moment, if you are having some sort of emotional response, even crying, that is okay. It is okay to have a strong emotional response to the situation that you are going through. And that is what we are talking about today on the podcast. I want to talk about crying. I felt really inspired about this, really had a hard week, and I want to kind of get into it a little bit, at least just to talk about the idea of emotional catharsis, the idea of us needing some way to release, pure or purge in a way these emotions that kind of build up inside of us. And if we don't do anything about it, can kind of eat at us and wreck us in a way if we kind of bottle them up and figuring out ways in which we can in a healthy manner that we can release these emotions. And a big part of that is crying. Crying is something that over the last probably 10 years of my life, I would say, is definitely I've grown into a relationship with, if that makes any sense. The very early on in my life when I was a kid, it made no sense to me. Like, I mean, the idea of crying was obviously only when someone was in pain. And it's like, just like, you know, like you hurt yourself, you know, you bump your knee, you know, you stub your toe, whatever. You're just like immediate pain, crying, that sort of thing. When you're a child, I think that's just the first association because that's what you do all the time. But I remember one time, I think it had to have been like Chinese Olympics or something, or maybe Boston Marathon or whatever, but some event early on in my life where I saw on TV a runner who was crossing the finish line and they were like in tears, like bawling. And I was so confused. I asked my mom, like, oh, she's like, is she in a lot of pain? Like, why is she crying? Like, just sort of like, yeah, like that must be a really hard thing to do. And my mom was like, no, she's crying because she's happy. Like, she's crying tears of joy. And I was like, and so that was when I was introduced to that concept, because I remember my mind being like, what? Like, you can cry because you're happy? Like, this doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. I hadn't, I guess, evolved so much as a human being to distinguish sort of the facial cues or whatnot that determine whether someone is crying out of joy or someone's crying out of sadness or pain or whatnot. And it really kind of exposed me to this idea that crying could be a way, not just with sadness, but really any strong emotion that we are feeling, for a way to help us process and release ourselves of it. And thankfully, I would say in the last also probably 10 years or so, at least maybe this is just me, maybe this is just the fact of growing up and the fact that when you are young, there is such a stigma around crying, probably beginning in just elementary school when like you are a human being and you're going through stuff and stuff is going to happen or someone's going to make fun of you and you will like inadvertently have a knee-jerk reaction and cry, and immediately embarrassment kind of results because you're thinking people are looking at me, people are watching me, people are seeing me like have an emotional experience right now and know that something has like affected me. Because I think that's really, crying is a signal to the world that something has affected us, as well as a signal to ourselves. And so we can be so embarrassed about it. There can be a social stigma around the idea of crying, but I think, thankfully, in the last, you know, decades or whatever, we have seen kind of a reversal of this, especially around the gender norms idea of like crying is, you know, more of a girl thing and not a man thing. And men are supposed to like be, you know, reserved and cold, or at least like keep it all inside. And thankfully, that's going away. Because one, it's unhealthy. It's unhealthy to kind of keep something in this idea that we should never cry or never talk about it, or that the dialogue especially is usually around stop crying. I mean, I think that kind of happens when you're a kid because, you know, your parents are just trying to take care of you, do the best for you. You know, you're shopping at Target and, you know, you have a meltdown or something. It's so easy to just say, well, stop crying, because you're causing a scene in that sort of sense. And so I don't think that's, you know, any fault of anybody's, but it's just naturally the dialogue that kind of results around crying is the idea that we need to stop it, that we need to silence it, that we need to stuff it up and put it inside. So as we get started today, I want you to kind of evaluate and I guess understand your relationship with crying. This doesn't have to be a big thing by any means. And I don't think there's anything wrong with how we go about this, because everybody is entirely different. There are people that genuinely, I feel like, just don't do it that often. But I think more often than not, it is something that we all experience in life. I think it's something that we all are going through, because we're going to have strong emotional moments. And in fact, there are a lot of benefits to crying. So we're going to talk about what are those scientific benefits. We're going to talk about my interpretation of what is kind of going on in this experience. We're going to talk about the thoughts that kind of go around that, but also to increase our comfortability with the experience of crying so that it can be more cathartic for us, more useful in the release of these emotions and truly have an impact upon your life, but also that you might not judge yourself in it, that it's okay when it does happen. And it's okay that if it doesn't happen to you that often, again, no judgment here. This is a safe space. Just thought this would be a fun thing to talk about, because it's something that we all go through as human beings, yet we probably don't, I guess, evaluate or analyze it ever, really. So it's actually been proven and studied that like the very tears that you use or that are produced in an emotional crying versus the quote unquote tears that come from just like keeping your eyes wet and healthy, there's a difference to them. So like just keeping your eyes like healthy in that sense, it's just like normal, you know, salt and whatever combination of saline solution that you would call it is there to keep your eyes healthy. But when you actually cry, your body releases these hormones and that can in fact like give a lot of health benefits when it comes to, it talks about detoxifying your blood, and it talks about a release of stress that results because you get a lot of oxytocin and decrease in cortisol as well. Basically, a lot of good feelings results from an emotional cry. Also, there's the scientific and sociological benefits of that. When we see people crying, there's a lot of empathy that results. And so we have greater connection with individuals that are around us that we see crying, especially those which we're close to, but even those that are strangers, we can have empathy for, because we see what is going on sociologically, and we can associate with that because I think we really understand them better, or we understand that they are in fact human beings. Of course, we see them as a human being, but the idea of crying, I think, is so natural and innate to us that we're like, oh, I've done that too. And so that immediately a bond kind of forms in that sort of way. And so there's, again, lots of total benefits. I'm sure you've experienced this. You haven't really needed to quantify it, that you have felt better when you cry. And it's some reason why we, you know, often do it. Sometimes we talk about like, we just need a good cry. And I think that's often really true because we feel that we're kind of pent up and we need to release something. And so those are sort of like the scientific reasoning behind why that is the case. My interpretation behind all this is that crying allows us to have a catharsis when it comes to strong emotions. When we feel something pretty deeply, like anxiety, like fear, like sorrow and sadness, or something like joy, a lot of times, like, and in this exercise of coaching, we like to go to where the thoughts around this sort of thing. We like to go and look at the emotion. But sometimes the emotions are so powerful or so deep down inside of us that it's difficult to pinpoint a thought. And I find that in those moments, especially, it is good to have a sort of catharsis around that. So a lot of times of what we do in coaching is we dive down and we try and look to the emotion. We try to befriend the emotion. We try to just feel it. There's also things like breath work where we try to breathe with an emotion. We try to allow it to kind of like move in and out and then eventually probably kind of like exhale in a sense out of us. And then sometimes we just cry. Crying is a way for us to relieve a strong emotion, or rather to get a handle around something that's going inside of us, because we kind of have to, in a way, let go. Crying, in a way, is sort of the ultimate act of vulnerability in an emotional situation, in an understanding that we are releasing something and we are not controlling the way that we look. We are doing something that is so kind of like, in a way, unnatural, because it's like liquid leaking out of your eyes. And so it's almost like a way, like, I don't know, metaphorically, I think about it like the body is misfunctioning, it is leaking. And so, obviously signaling to us that something is going on that we have to kind of take into account, we have to take a break from, we have to address something internally that is working within us. I believe it promotes connection within ourselves as well as other people. And it often can result from some sort of shock or emotional impact, or can just, you know, depending on the person, it depends on their sensitivity to something. So there are people that, you know, watch any Disney movie or whatnot, and they will cry because they're like, this is so cute or so moving, so impactful to them. They're having thoughts that are creating that strong emotional response within them. And I feel like, you know, each of us, our bodies are configured differently to react differently in those sorts of situations. So again, nothing wrong if you're not crying every time there's a Disney movie. There's a reason that, like, crying, I feel like, is so difficult to act. I'm just thinking of the Bill Murray movie, The Man Who Knew Too Little. If you haven't seen it, hilarious, so funny. But there's this one scene where he's like, this person is crying for real, but he thinks she's acting. And so he just asked her, how do you do that? Like, how do you cry? Do you like think about like your dead dog? And like, you know, so like trying to produce a reaction is difficult, because, and he's obviously joking and having fun with it, but it's indicative of something very real, in that it is hard to reproduce. It is hard to artificially create. It is something that a lot of times just happens. Of course, we know there's a reason behind it. It's always going to come down to our thoughts. But when it comes to crying, I don't look really at what I'm thinking. Obviously, there's probably a lot of thoughts going on if it's coming down to shame or embarrassment or fears that I'm feeling. I will have kind of an onslaught of thoughts that will kind of like fluctuate in spurts the level of crying. I remember crying in very ugly crying in the movie Oppenheimer, because I was just thinking so much upon like, what is the world in which we've kind of created, and where is it going, and is it really, like, you know, could it end in that way of like nuclear fallout and stuff? And it's really like traumatic in that sense. But you also, there was crying around feeling for the guy Oppenheimer and the life that he lived, and it was kind of like really sad for him at the end, and he went through a lot, and I also related to him a lot, and so that's why I feel like I had such a visceral reaction. But in a way, that crying helped me process that. helped me process that experience. That's helped me process many an experience. Recently, the reason I bring this up is that I had such like strong anxiety. Anxiety that I could not pinpoint for the life of me, that it was just built up in there. And I could feel it stirring around and I didn't want to eat and was like, this is insane. And it's so easy to judge ourselves in that sort of experience. But in a way, crying also helps us validate our emotional experience. And that's what I needed. There came a moment when it just felt right. It's not like I can do it on command. It just was like, you know, you're in the quiet, you're by yourself. It's so easy in those moments of quiet reflection. Again, you might not get that if you have a roommate so much. So you might have to find other kinds of moments to give yourself room for emotional catharsis, because it's obviously easier to do that not in front of people. And I don't think it should be necessarily done in front of people, because I think it's something that's personal. But it's okay, of course, when it does happen. I'll get to that. I found that when I was able to just kind of release and cry and let things out, even though it didn't make any sense, even though I felt like it shouldn't be happening and all these thoughts, just cried, I was able to then think through what was going on, and then I was able to find relief. I was able to figure things out better as a result of it, and then it even transformed into kind of tears of joy and figuring that out and having ultimately an emotional experience of validation, of understanding that nothing was wrong with me in feeling this way. And I would encourage you to kind of recognize that crying is a way that allows you to validate the way that you are feeling. And so if you are uncomfortable with this alone or in front of people, here's what I would tell you. One, be kind to yourself. Love yourself in that moment. Of course, you're not used to crying. If it's not something that you do often, that's okay. Like, you don't have to by any means. But if you find that you feel like you are repressing emotion, I would encourage you to be kind to yourself and love yourself and say that it is okay what you're going through right now. It's okay that you have repressed your emotion, but that this is something that you want to work on. You feel like it could benefit you potentially in your life. I would also say you can recognize that there are lots of ways to have an emotionally cathartic experience. I would say that, like we talked about breathing, we talked about just like being present with our emotions. We talked about like a lot of times writing can allow us to be emotionally present with ourselves. Journaling, what are we thinking? Maybe you connect better with that. There's tons of ways to have a cathartic experience, to release our emotions besides crying. But I imagine as a human being, you are going to cry in life. And so when it comes to those moments, the urge will probably be that this is uncomfortable, this is gross, I shouldn't be doing this. And in those moments, we kind of just have to embrace that discomfort. I find a lot of times when I'm in church and I see people giving talks, or I'm having a conversation that's a little bit emotionally charged and people begin to tear up, they will say, like, I shouldn't be crying, or I don't cry in front of people, or I don't do this. And that's okay to say. I mean, that's just what we say. It's just words. But I would make a point of allowing yourself and accepting yourself to cry, so that your brain begins to associate that it is an okay thing, and that there's nothing wrong with crying. And then you will continue to then have experiences that allow you to relieve yourself emotionally in that way. You might be a movie person like me. I have a whole list of recommendations that I could give you of movies that you could cry in. Paddington is definitely on the top of the list. I cry in Little Women. I cry in It's a Wonderful Life for sure. Those are good ways to let yourself kind of like loose in that way. But again, those are the movies that are emotionally charged for me, because they're significant and touch on things that I really treasure and value. And so that's going to come down to you. What do you treasure? What do you value? What is going to push those buttons in that way? Not to say that you should create that artificially, because that's not how it works. But just to say that if you communicate with yourself and connect with yourself and have a relationship with yourself, you will know when the time is right. A lot of times it'll just happen. I can't explain it that well, but like it'll just like giving yourself the space and opportunity to show up exactly as you are. And when you're ready to validate, when you're ready to feel better and kind of release yourself, it'll happen. So that's really all I had for you. I mean, I just wanted to kind of talk about this phenomena that we all go through, that crying is something that is so connected to our emotions. And it's an action, it's something that results from it, but in a way it allows us to achieve catharsis and transition into a different emotional setting. It allows us to gain composure and figure out what is going on within ourselves, to actually be able to look at the thoughts. And it comes down to us having an emotional experience. And the thing that I would reiterate most of all is that all your emotions are good. They're good. So good. As terrible as it feels. Literally last week, I was just like, why do I have to feel this? This is terrible. I don't want to do this. Like, this makes no sense. Like, it just so contrary to what was going on. Like, so many good things were happening. Why am I feeling this urge to just basically be like run away from it all? And I couldn't handle the fear and the anxiety that I was experiencing. And it was important in that moment to just let it be. Like, yeah, it sucked. Yeah, even my reaction to it, I just let that be. It's okay to resist it in that way, because we're not going to like emotions. But it's important to remind ourselves, especially when we come back out of it or through those moments, that these things are good. Emotions are good. They protect you. They help you learn things about yourself. They help you experience the world. And that's why crying, I feel like, is so beautiful, because it helps you see the beauty that is the world. It helps you recognize and learn more about yourself and what you're connected to, because you'll find yourself probably crying at things that you didn't realize because you've been maybe hiding or neglecting something within yourself. And that's okay. That's what life is about, figuring out what that is, figuring out who you are. And I feel like crying, connected with, you know, our emotions, ultimately our emotions are good. And they help us discover who we are. Sometimes we're going to find a way we're going to need to release them, relieve ourselves of them, feel better. Crying is a great way to do that. So find your way to have emotional catharsis, to learn more about yourself, to connect with yourself. And I promise you that you will feel better in life and that you can accomplish way more. And that ultimately you as a human being, you are valid, you're worthy, you belong, and that all these things are good. No matter what your brain tells you, okay? I love you. I hope this helps. It's just kind of a little fun thing that I thought of, and I know it's helped me in my life. Crying's had a big impact. It's definitely something that I've grown into, and I think it's something that can really benefit you. That's all I got for you. I love you, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please leave your review, share it with a friend, and don't forget to follow me on my Instagram at Caleb the College Coach for more content that'll inspire you. And if you want to apply the very tools that I talk about directly to your life with a personal touch, sign up for your free 30-minute coaching call with me. Remember, you are good, you are capable, and you can have the very life you want. Good luck out there in the real world.